KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's mostly clear and 58 degrees here in Atlantic. We're looking for partly cloudy skies today, just a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high of 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. A 27-year-old Boone native has quit his job at the Pentagon to run for the Iowa congressional seat Republican Steve King now holds. Democrat Jim Maurer is formally kicking off his campaign this morning.
After high school, I joined the Iowa National Guard because I think a lot of Iowans and Americans of my generation wanted to serve after 9/11. So I joined, and I had a history of service in my family. Both my grandfather served in World War II and came back to Iowa and lived the rest of their lives here.
Maurer served in the Iowa National Guard unit that spent 23 months in Iraq, the longest Iraq deployment for any unit in the military. In 2009, he returned to Iraq as a private contractor. In 2010, Maurer went to work at the Pentagon as a special assistant to the Undersecretary of the Army.
The work that I did there was on making the Army and our defense more efficient and effective, and saving taxpayer dollars and ensuring that we had the strongest army the world has ever seen. So I'm running for Congress because I saw firsthand the problems that a broken and the damages that a broken Congress can cause. And I want to be a part of the solution.
Maurer says too many politicians in Washington from both parties are pushing sound bites to score political points for partisan gain.
Democrats and Republicans need to work together to get things done, regardless of party, that people on extremes on both sides need to come to the table and find common sense solutions to make sure that they protect middle-class Iowa families like the one I grew up in.
And he accuses King of being part of the problem.
Steve King isn't working for Iowans. He's not working for the 4th District. And I have a record of actually getting things done. I think that a lot of politicians spend times talking about problems and not actually working on finding a way to find solutions and getting them done.
Maurer's last day at the Pentagon was June the 10th. He has moved back to Boone with his wife, who is a Boone native also, and their two young children. If elected, Maurer would be among the youngest members of Congress. To be eligible to serve in the U.S. House of Representatives, a candidate must be at least 25 years old and a resident of the state they wish to represent. News time is 8:03.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
Elsewhere in the news, police in Atlantic report the arrest on Sunday of two local men. 31-year-old Brian Stout of Atlantic was taken into custody on a charge of simple assault, and 38-year-old Troy McCurdy of Atlantic was arrested Sunday on a Cass County warrant for tampering with a witness. Both men were booked into the Cass County jail. No injuries were reported following an accident Friday afternoon here in Atlantic. The police department said a vehicle driven by Robert Hansen of Atlantic was traveling east on 7th Street off of Lynn when it was rear-ended by a vehicle driven by Travis Folk of Atlantic. Damage to the vehicles amounted to $5,500, and there were no citations issued. The Adams County Sheriff's Office said one person was treated for unknown injuries following an accident Friday afternoon on the south side of Corning. The accident involving vehicles driven by 52-year-old Brian Hansen and 19-year-old Cody Morris took place at around 2:10 p.m. Friday at the intersection of Highway 34 and Loomis Avenue. Officials say Hansen was traveling west on 34 when his 2000 Lexus hit the driver's side door of Morris's 2000 Pontiac Sunfire as Morris was turning to travel east on Highway 34 from Loomis Avenue. Morris was treated for his injuries while Hansen was uninjured. A Malvern woman was injured last week when the vehicle she was driving plowed into the wall of a post office in Malvern. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports June Malcolm was attempting to park her 2005 Buick at around 9:35 a.m. Wednesday when she stepped on the gas pedal instead of the brake. Her car hit the west wall of the post office. Malcolm was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs by Malvern Rescue. There is no report on the extent of her injuries or a dollar figure on the damage to both the car and the building. Later that same day, Brooke Paulson of Malvern was driving a 2002 Buick westbound on Keys Avenue when she lost control of the vehicle prior to crossing a bridge. The car hit the south side of the bridge and came to rest on a gravel road. Paulson was cited for failure to maintain control. There were no injuries reported. The Mills County Sheriff's Office says a Glenwood man was arrested last week on assault and child endangerment charges. 33-year-old Dwight Allen Leach was arrested Thursday evening on charges of domestic assault, child endangerment, and interference with official acts. His bond on all the charges, except that which was related to domestic abuse, was set at $2,600. Also arrested Thursday was 52-year-old Julie Ann Bohr of Council Bluffs. She was taken into custody at around 2:30 a.m. for driving while barred. Her bond was set at $2,000. Last Wednesday night, 49-year-old Marlon David McDaniel of Pacific Junction was arrested for simple assault. About an hour earlier, 24-year-old Christopher Lee McDaniel, also of Pacific Junction, was arrested in Mills County for disorderly conduct and interference with official acts. His bond was set at $600, while Marlon McDaniel's bond was $300. An educational workshop taking place over the course of the next 6 weeks, beginning next Monday, July the 8th in Red Oak, is being offered to provide caregivers with the tools necessary to take care of themselves so they're better prepared to take care of their loved ones. Participants in the Powerful Tools for Caregivers program will learn how to reduce stress, improve self-confidence, and better communicate their feelings, balance their life, increase ability to make tough decisions, and locate helpful resources. A 6-week course was offered at Atlantic this past winter. Participants who missed their chance to attend at that time may be interested in attending the upcoming training session being held in the area. The Iowa State University Extension and Outreach is sponsoring the Powerful Tools for Caregivers in Red Oak this July and August. The classes consist of 6 2.5-hour sessions held once a week. Two trained leaders, Charlotte K. Myers and Sandra McKinnon, Extension Family Life Specialist, conduct each class. Interactive lessons, discussion, and brainstorming help you to take the tools you choose and put them into action for your life. Again, the sessions are scheduled every Monday for 6 weeks beginning next Monday. The classes will be held at the Montgomery County Extension Office in Red Oak from 6:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. There is a $30 fee for the program, and participants receive a caregiver help book, a $30 value. To register, you can contact the Montgomery County Extension Office at 712-623-2592. Now, the Cass County Extension Office says they're also looking for local individuals interested in being trained to deliver that program regularly in Cass County and the surrounding areas. A trainer stipend and expense reimbursement is available. And for more information, you can call 243-1132. An educational event scheduled to take place on Thursday, July the 18th, will teach parents, community volunteers, teachers, and anyone who works with children how to protect them and those persons who care or educate children. The Safe Community Program will be held from 5:30 until 7 p.m. at Iowa Western Community College here in Atlantic. Again, that's on July the 18th. The program is being provided by the Cass County Child Abuse Prevention Council. And to pre-register or for more information, call 243-8006, extension 3375. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce says T-shirts for the 2013 Coca-Cola Day celebration are now available for purchase. The T-shirts feature the theme Coca-Cola, Born in the USA, Coca-Cola Days, Born in Atlantic, Iowa. Short-sleeve T-shirts are $16 and long-sleeve shirts are $22. Both styles are available for purchase at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce on Chestnut Street and online. The Coca-Cola Days will be held September 27th and 28th. Events include a tailgate barbecue dinner, a show, swap and sell meet, and parade. You can find out more information at CocaColaDays.org. Taking a look now at world headlines on KJAN, the best chance of Edward Snowden finding refuge outside of the U.S. may hinge on the president of Venezuela, who is in Moscow for a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Snowden is currently in Russia's airport in Moscow trying to evade U.S. charges of espionage for disclosing secret U.S. surveillance programs. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said that Snowden hadn't asked his country for asylum, but he defends Snowden, saying he has told a, quote, great truth. Two spokesmen for Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi have quit, the latest defections from his embattled administration. Yesterday, six cabinet members quit, and the military gave Morsi a 48-hour ultimatum to work out his differences with the opposition, or it would intervene and oversee the implementation of its own political roadmap. The ultimatum expires tomorrow. U.S. home prices jumped 12.2% in May from a year ago. That's the most in 7 years, and it suggests the housing recovery is strengthening. Real estate data provider CoreLogic said prices rose from a year ago in 48 states and fell in only Delaware and Alabama. All but three of the 100 largest cities reported price gains. A global survey says the overwhelming majority of people who die from armed violence each year are killed outside of wars and other conflicts. The annual survey by the Swiss-based Graduate Institute says between 2004 and 2009, an average of 526,000 people each year died violently, and 90% of the armed violence did not involve international conflicts or civil wars. And finally in the news, a Russian booster rocket carrying three satellites crashed shortly after launch in Kazakhstan this morning. The Proton-M booster unexpectedly shut down the engine 17 seconds into the flight and crashed about a mile away from the launch pad. TV footage shows the rocket tilt to one side, curve downward, catch fire, and crash. Russian officials blamed previous launch failures on manufacturing flaws and engineering mistakes. News time is 8:11.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now, 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
And in the funeral announcements, Daniel Lee Blackburn, age 37, of Wiley, Texas, died Wednesday in Plano, Texas. Memorial services for Daniel Blackburn will be this morning at 11:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Mary Brennan, age 98, of Audubon, died June 25th at the Friendship Home in Audubon. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Brennan will be today at 2 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Amos Hofford, age 99, of Anita, died Sunday at Caring Acres in Anita. Funeral services for Amos Hofford will be on Wednesday at 1:30 at the First Baptist Church in Brayton. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Helen Pesci, age 98, of Harlan, died June 26th. Mass of Christian burial service for Helen Pesci will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joel Kirchhoff, age 53, of Glenwood and formerly of Manning, died Sunday in Council Bluffs. Services for Joel Kirchhoff will be held on Monday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Normal McMahon, age 85, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Norma McMahon are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Maxine Schumann, age 95, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Maxine Schumann are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.